Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Sun's out. Is it sunny in downtown too? These are the days when it dawns sunny.
This is like the first time in a while that I've actually seen it really sunny.
Agreed. Yeah, I have blue skies overhead, and that's new.
Yeah, for sure. This past weekend was actually pretty hot. I bet you. You know, August and September into October, those are the hot months here. Really, seems like July is all about fog. All right, let's get to the news here.
The Radio Alice Report.
Boom. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety.
Woo-hoo.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening.
Aww.
So I'll begin with... Yeah, it's blue skies overhead. It's awesome outside. So go for a walk bright, really early this morning if you can. You know, the COVID is, there's less COVID in the air the earlier you get out and walk.
Is that
from
true?
From what I understand. Well, there's less people out. So now's the time. Get out there and enjoy it while you can. Because, you know, by 10 o'clock when I'm off, there's bikes and people heavy breathing all around the place. So I stick to my treadmill. I'm like, all right.
Freaking people and their heavy breathing. God.
Right.
Oy.
That. Yes. So Sarah already touched on it. I'll mention it real quick. The Giants lost over the weekend and the A's won. How long will baseball be here? That remains to be seen as there's been some outbreaks. Basketball and hockey played over the weekend, and they look good. It looks like that's the way you got to do it, in a bubble.
Yeah.
So, and let's hope that this is long gone by the time next season's come around, because
not
the way we want it. And I don't know that players are going to be willing to spend a whole season in a bubble.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like, they're
a whole season? No.
Not
they can barely do it for
the
3 months.
Right. That's what I mean. So
they can't do it. They've already proved they can't do it for 3 months.
Right.
So a whole season, I don't know.
Right. Well, I do.
Just so sick of this whole thing.
You know,
it's just make it go away. Somebody fix this. Hurry.
Well, here we are. So as we hit August, today being August 3rd, back to school is now upon us. We're looking at, and for my kid, 3 weeks, depending on where you go, could be two or maybe more. But either way, 82% of parents nationwide say they're very worried about sending their kids back to school. And school districts aren't even going to go back yet. And it becomes now for these school districts trying to plan this stuff. All right, so we're going to do this distance learning for the first however long, and if we get this much clearance of it's a real balancing act and very difficult, and I feel like we're just not going to send her back. Like, yeah, she's going to spend the rest of this year at home and learning from the computer, and we'll deal with what, you know, next year looks like next year.
Yeah,
but I don't even think when they go back that she's going back, it when and if they go back that she's going back, because it's probably still going to feel too soon. So that's the thing weighing on most parents' minds. I thought
this has just 82%, been so life-changing.
How's that? that seems low. But then again, there was always that kid who seemed to be raising themselves out there. So some parents, I guess,
true,
aren't.
Well, that is true.
I always had those friends where I'm
have
like,
kids?
Man.
What?
Your parents are, you seem to just do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't even know those people.
Yep. I do get to do whatever I want. My parents are busy.
Yeah, they're just the tall people that live at my house.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I do think most parents are stressing on this, and
I think so.
I think most of us are dealing with, okay, this is here for the rest of the year.
At least.
Ugh. All right, so this guy, this story is a trip. I got a couple stories about manhood, you know, depending on who you are, you could say a guy is very concerned about his hair loss. That's like a sign of his masculinity. He's, you know, dang, I don't want to be that guy with no hair.
I want a thick head of hair.
Right. Another guy might feel like, well, you just want to have your manhood, literally, the one between your legs. You want that to be functioning and intact.
And that's the sign of your manhood.
A man who lost his ween to an infection is now growing a new package. Surgeons built on his arm. That's right.
Okay.
There's a 45-year-old guy named Malcolm McDonald in England, and back in 2014, he had a terrible blood infection. In his middle area.
In his gut?
No.
Oh, in the taint.
Yes. What did you just call it?
I didn't say that.
Okay. There, well, I that, think you can
sensitive,
say that.
The sensitive area. I don't know. In his perineum.
Yes. Thank you. The not there, right in the middle. Yeah. It was so bad that his man area fell off.
Oh, my God. That they is quite that, a thing to have happen to you.
Right. Well, that is an example of, so for example.
This blood infection. Like, what happened?
I don't know.
I could, but you they know, say they that should put that out there so people can avoid it.
The man bag stayed.
Oh.
But the.
It skipped up.
The stick.
The hot dog.
The hot dog fell off. Now he's getting a reset. They say surgeons have managed to regrow him a new one on his left forearm. It's been growing on his arm for the last 4 years, and soon it will be surgically grafted to him down below. He's the first person ever to grow new manness on their own arm.
Is it the same kind of tissue? Like, will turgidity be...
They say it won't necessarily work on its own, but it will have a pump built in so that he can inflate it when it needs to be used. He's excited because obviously that's a great loss.
Yes.
A huge loss for any man would be to not have.
Well, just from a urination standpoint.
Sure.
It's a big loss, you know. And then, But I can only imagine, like that's gone, but the bag's still there. Like, it just, you aren't showing that really to anyone. Like, having to grow that thing on your arm, which seems like, well, you know, he's got it right there on his arm, like, for 4 years. Like, that would be tough, but you'd be like, well, it's grow it on my arm, or I just don't have, like, I guess you'd go with that.
I guess you just, the big issue becomes, can you wear a long sleeve t-shirt, or does this thing need to breathe? Because that's the bummer.
Yeah, if it's got to be out there exposed.
Right.
Well, and even if you can wear a long sleeve t-shirt, I assume it's lumpy. I mean, I'm just trying to, I mean, a parka. Parka seems like the idea.
All right. Well, you live just fine daily in a parka. In fact, I bet you miss your parka. You haven't worn it in months.
I haven't worn it in months. It's sitting on the back of my chair in the other room, though, where it always is. Because I keep stuff in it, you know?
I
have things in there that I need to get at. And I know where they are. They're in my jacket that I never wear.
Is your stuff still in the jacket?
Uh-huh.
It is?
Well, I have certain things in there. Like, I keep my AirPods in there. And so if I need those, like if I'm going for a walk, I grab them out of there. And also I keep a pair of glasses in there. So, you know, for an emergency.
Right.
I think that's it, though. There's a hanky in there, you know. Probably wouldn't use that and put it back.
Well, our dude, this Malcolm McDonald guy, he's extremely excited and happy to be getting, hopefully, some kind of a useful man zone area back. And I can see how that would
like,
be.
Is it shaped
I don't
like
know
it,
what
it,
I don't have
tube?
A picture. I don't. I'm not. I didn't even look for a picture because I don't
like the nerve status. I mean, there's so much involved with that. That
it's a very
sensitive piece of skin.
Well, no, I was going to say the relationship men have. I mean, I'm sure you have a very special relationship with your woman zone. I mean,
yeah,
these
I don't bother her. She doesn't bother me.
What?
It's true. We do have a special relationship. So let me ask you this. Did he go big or did he go
home?
I want
to believe that he did. I've often said to you,
that's probably why it took 4 years.
We had the opportunity to order them for ourselves in advance of, you know, getting them. Yeah. Then we would all be extremely generously proportioned. Extremely, like to the extreme. Like I want to fall over from it.
Okay.
I want it to offset my balance on a regular basis if I'm getting to order it. You know what
I
mean? Yeah,
I'm wondering if that's why it took 4 years.
Right.
They're like, okay, it's been 2 years. We can, he's like, oh no.
Oh no.
No, 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 no.
That leads me to my next story about guys. The average guy loses his hair, or sorry, who loses his hair, it starts thinning around the age of 29, according to a new poll. And it usually takes said guys 2.5 years before they're able to actually admit that this is happening to them. Apparently, again, the relationship you have with certain parts of your body are sensitive.
Yeah.
So they say that it takes some guys up to 10 years, a decade or more for them to finally come to grips with the fact that their hair is falling out. I don't get it. It just
is. Well, look, it's, you know, it's hard to you think oh, I'm too young for that. The we have some really early baldness on both sides of my family. Like,
oh, you do? But yeah, but Gentry has all his hair.
Gentry
don't
does.
Tell me that's a wig.
Oh, no, that's not a wig. But his brother is bald, and his dad had his hair. But on my mom's side, there's some pretty early baldness, too. Like, her twin brother was very bald, and my grandfather was very bald. And on John's side of the family, there's also some baldness. And
yet John, full head
of
hair.
No, I know. John, full head of hair. But his brother, not very much hair. But our kid, at 19, he started noticing. And it's,
at 19?
Yeah. And now he's 21 and he's just like, I got to get on some, so I got to go do Rogaine or something because it's going. That's just what it is.
And he, that's his choice would be to try and.
He can try and save it. You
right.
Know, he's young and cute. Like, you know, he wants to keep his hair.
Well, sure.
If he can.
You see Dong, my brother.
Dong. Oh, yeah. Dong is bald.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any
like
hair?
Like mid-20s.
Does he have to shave out? Does he have to shave
no, he
out
has
the
bald
are...
top and the hair on the sides, you know?
Monk style?
And he let that grow long, didn't he?
He did. He let it grow long and tied it up in a ponytail.
How did that look? Does he still have that?
He embraced it. You know what he looked like? As a master, a kung fu master. So, oh, I mean, right. it fits the,
sure.
you know, his business thing, I guess.
Right. Way to make it work.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah,
is
I don't,
that called a sensei? It. What do they call it in Kuxilwan? The...
Oh, it's
the master.
It's long. It's called Kwangjang Nim, which is the whole thing.
Kwangjang Nim?
Kwangjang Nim. In Korean, that means master in Korean.
Oh, I see.
That's what he's called. That's his name, his title, I guess.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that title too? Or
yeah, what's your title?
No, I have. Since I haven't practiced for a long time, I have another long title, which is Busabunim, which is like means
Busabunim?
A certain rank in martial arts, in our martial
what
arts.
What rank?
It's third degree.
Oh,
it's not retired.
I stopped at third
degree.
Oh,
mean. That's just not
well,
right.
Well, I guess
Sarah.
I am retired. They don't have a. Maybe they don't have. I don't know. I don't speak Korean, so. But thanks. Yeah.
Somebody Korean will call and tell you what your title is.
I'm sure.
Anyway, there's a lot of problems when people start to lose their hair, including guys who just don't want to admit it upsets them. They say it's super annoying. They also say, some say, I'm pissed about it. I'm mad.
Well, sure. It's a total bummer.
I would say of the two issues we're talking about, the man zone is one that would caused me extreme distress. The hairdo thing was zero problem for me. I shaved it off the day I realized, hey,
there's four hairs on my pillow. It's out of here.
You know where
you want
I noticed
out, you're
it?
Out.
I was actually at my girlfriend's house who had like bright yellow pillowcases. Uh-huh. And so my brown hair on the pillow made me go like, what the hell? I've never seen that before. And that's when the first time I went, oh, right. I get it. And that's right after that, I was like, well, you guys want out? Let me help you.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
You're jumping off. I'm pushing.
Right. Get the hell out. You're not welcome.
You traitors.
Oh, my God. How did the time go that fast? Jesus.
I truly don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, so, you know, I'm sorry about your son. I hope that the Rogue game
oh,
works
no,
for
he's,
him. But
he'll be
geez,
fine.
I mean,
you know.
Well, of course he'll be fine because it's a hairdo.
Yeah, it's not that big deal. I mean, but, it's you know, I don't want to minimize it for him. Like, he gets bummed when I'm like, who cares? He's like, I care. All right. I guess if you care, I care too.
Meanwhile, mom, you know, cuts her own hair.
I know.
On normal days and just zipped it
just
right off.
Just
because
you don't care about your hair. Doesn't mean I don't care about mine. I know. But it's hard. That's hard. It's tough.
Yeah. I don't have all time right. to read text, so what's coming up in the trash?
The music news after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.